Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this new life, Lord, this new creations that you brought us into. That we know that our old self died with Jesus. So we're dead to sin, we're dead to devil, demonic lies. And I thank you, Lord, that we're now alive in Christ, Father God. We're alive to live by faith and to abide in the vine, abide in the goodness of the family, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that our lives are hid with you in Christ, Lord, in every way, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for your blessings upon us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 4, verse 6 to 10 from the Message translation. You've been raised on the message of the faith and have followed sound teaching. Now pass on this counsel to the followers of Jesus there, and you'll be a good servant of Jesus. Stay clear of silly stories that get dressed up as religion. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever. You can count on this. Take it to heart. This is why we've thrown ourselves into this venture so totally. We're banking on the living God, Savior of all men and women, especially believers.
Hallelujah. I love this part right at the beginning. You've been raised on the message of faith and have followed sound teaching. And that's so important, sound teaching that produce faith. Because I think of Romans 6, where he talks about it's because we believe this doctrine, the sound doctrine from our heart. We know that we were sinners, but now we are servants of righteousness. You know, it's sound teachings like that that we need to build on, and then we are setting our mind on things above, and then the sound teachings of abiding. You know, once you've been grafted into Jesus, once you've been born again, you're in the family, and you're tapping into the Son, into the love of the Father through the Holy Spirit. And sadly, because of not having sound teachings, we jump into sin and then into righteousness. And the wonderful sound teaching as well, I've been just thinking lately of that we need to understand these wonderful words that speak life to us, like redemption. And sometimes we think redemption is just from sin, but you're not fully redeemed if it's just from sin. It's you taken from sin and into righteousness. What we were deemed to have in Jesus, and what were we deemed to have? What was God's original plan? You were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before Him in love. And that's what we have now. He deemed us to have that, and now we've been redeemed, and we've been restored into that. And then you got Romans chapter 5, the much more gospel, where it talks about the goodness that has now come is much more than sin, much more than lies, much more than the law. All, everything has been superseded by God sending His Son, our Father sending His Son, and what His Son has done for us. And in what His Son done for us, He identified with us in every way, so we can identify with the family, with Jesus in every way, so that we can be too busy with the good to do the bad. So that is speaking about waking to righteousness. The word also means awaking to holiness. It also means waking up to godliness, because we were predestined to be godly, and that's why God sent Jesus to bring us back, and now we are godly in this family. So it's that is again also thinking about being in the light. Light is not darkness. Light is answers. So it's all words that bring such beauty and such liberty that produce faith. The demonic lies and deception and the fall doesn't bring faith. Amen. That shows you the problem. Then we've got to go to Jesus, go to the answers, And that's where we find faith. We find faith in the sound teachings. So be blessed to know God made man to be his children, to walk with him, to have fellowship and be obedient, and then develop in the image and likeness, mature into everything that Jesus was and he is, and what is going to come. It's all in Jesus. So I love the words of Jesus: as my Father has sent me, so I sent you. The works that I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. So be blessed to hold on to soundness, sound teachings that produce faith. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name.
Amen.